When I was a kid, I always enjoyed watching cartoons, and I have to admit, I still do. And with different cartoons, a lot of times, I think what I really like about them is just how goofy they can be, how ridiculous they can be. Different things kind of get blown out of proportion, or different things happen that you just wouldn't expect to happen. And one of the things that I find with a common theme, if you will, is that if somebody on the cartoon is really hungry, whether they're a castaway or they're in a desert or something like that, their imaginations start going away with them, and maybe their companions start looking like a hamburger or a T-bone steak. And, you know, they're just kind of watching them and just... they're watching this. Or they have a magazine or a book that has some sort of advertisement for a really wonderful dinner, and they start salivating over that, and they're tearing out the pages and start eating the paper because they think that will satisfy their hunger. But of course, we know that none of that is going to help our hunger. If we're really hungry, we want the real thing. We want the real food. You know, sometimes we might even be so hungry we could eat just about anything, but we still want food, actual food. We need the real thing. The Old Testament today speaks, from the book of the prophet Nehemiah, it talks about receiving the Word of God and how the people are to rejoice that they have the Word of God. A little background with that particular reading. The people have just come back from exile. And they've been in exile for 40, 50, 60 years. And they haven't been able to worship like they have. Some people probably held on to some scrolls, some different things, but they weren't really able to just publicly worship like they did. And now they're hearing the words of the prophets, the words of the law, for the first time. Some of these people were born into exile, so it is the first time that they've heard it. Imagine if we hadn't been allowed to worship or hear from the Bible, read the Bible, and we heard it for the first time. It'd probably be a pretty emotional event for us. And such is the case with the Israelite people in the first reading today. But still, that was just the Old Testament. And they get emotional about that. You know, so many of the prophets speak about looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. We heard that a lot during Advent. Looking forward to the Messiah. Looking forward to things to come, to better things to come. But when we get to the New Testament, when we get to the Gospel, Jesus comes to Nazareth, his hometown, and he takes out a scroll at the synagogue, the scroll from the prophet Isaiah, and begins to read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, sight to the blind, let the oppressed go free." And essentially, Jesus is saying, it's me. I'm the one who's going to do that. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. It's no longer that they're hearing about it, that they're hearing about this one who's going to come and who's anointed and bring glad tidings to the poor and sight to the blind, liberty to captives, all these different things.
They're not just hearing about it. It's actually fulfilled. It's the same difference between whether you have a picture of a nice meal or whether you get to actually eat that meal. You're not just hearing about it. And so as Luke says in his introduction to his gospel, he wants all people to understand, to receive this, to understand that Christ is here to save us, bring us closer to him. Words are not just some nice things to make us think, oh yeah, that would be nice. No, Jesus is actually here. And we continue to have him here as we gather at his altar. We gather at the church. In the second reading, St. Paul speaks about the body of Christ. How we are all many different parts, but all parts of the one body. That's what Christ wants for us. That's what Christ is calling us together to. As we understand, as we come to see how Christ is the anointed one. The one who is to come and to bring glad tidings to the poor. To proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. All these different things, that litany of things that he lists. As we come to understand that, we become part of the body of Christ. We're no longer just hearing the words. It's no longer just a figment of our imagination. We don't get to imagine the great meal, but we actually get to be a part of it. We get to actually receive it. May we let these words of the gospel permeate our very being so that we may truly receive the love that God has for us.